subpoenas to Boston College, seeking access to the recordings in order to assist Her Majesty's government in the investigation of historic crimes in Northern Ireland. I read the news of this latest earthquake cocooned in the comfort of my armchair. The story printed in the pages of the papers everyone else who lived in my village bought, not the briefing papers that had once been rushed to me by car and by night, letting me into their secret world long before anyone else I went to church with heard about their contents. I wondered whether anyone would call me about what was going on, whether I was going to be needed. Although no call came in the first week after the story broke, I kept hoping. No one wants to be forgotten, not in their own lifetime. Then came the news in yesterday's papers that Gerry Adams had been taken in for questioning on the strength of some of the interviews given to the researchers. And the Boston tapes were briefly on everybody's lips. They called them the Boston tapes in the papers, not discs, not sound files. I thought that was strange at first. It made me wonder how the interviews had been recorded. I suppose it's just the phrase still echoing onwards, even though we've surely left all cassettes behind by now. There is something about a tape that means the image holds interest long after it has been rendered technologically obsolete.